Hello, and welcome to the Work-Life Balance Project. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number one. This is your host, Stephen Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to my upcoming podcast, the Work-Life Balance Project. This podcast is a series of episodes all about uncovering how parents manage to succeed in their career without sacrificing their family. Every week, I'm going to publish an interview I've had with a parent who also works a demanding career as a leader, an innovator, a manager, or an entrepreneur. I'm going to talk about who they are, what they do for work, and how they define and find balance between their career and their family. Let's be honest, no parent is perfect. And we all wish there was a magic formula for spending the correct amount of time at work and at home. So this podcast is meant to be a community where you can hear the real-life stories of other working parents and use their insights to improve your work and your family life. In the process, I really hope to defy the idea that you have to choose between your family and your career. And I hope to even put up an argument for why having a family might make you a more valuable professional. I'm really excited to get this podcast started. I've been sitting on the idea for a little over a month now, and the interviews I've done have been an incredible learning experience for me and my family, and I admire the people I've been able to talk to so far. The Work-Life Balance Project is really the product of a lot of experiences I've had over the last few years. I think about how to effectively balance my work and my family all the time. As a management consultant, I work between 55 and 60 hours a week. I really like what I do, but I'm aware that it's a lot of hours away from my wife and my two kids. So finding a way to meaningfully engage with my family is really important to me. And I know from talking with others that it's really important to a lot of people. I've also learned from talking with others that some people just seem to have it figured out. Even though they work an incredibly demanding career, or maybe a really stressful job, or one that takes a lot of hours, they still find a way to be involved with their family and make all their time meaningful. My goal with this podcast is to interview those people and extract some of the strategies that they have and hopefully share them with you. I also think it might be useful if I provide you with a little background about myself. My wife, Hannah, and I got married after my sophomore year of college, and we had our first kid just over 2 years later while I was a senior. As I began looking for jobs out of college, I remember wondering if having a family made me less competitive as a job candidate. This idea had been partially reinforced in a summer internship I did with an investment bank where most of my coworkers didn't have families. For many of them, their jobs were fully incorporated into their lives. It was where they established their friend groups, their dating pool, where they ate all their meals. It was where they did almost everything. I remember wondering, wouldn't an employer prefer someone who had no other obvious priority? Wouldn't they rather have someone who would always be willing to put in the long hours because they wanted to excel at their job at any cost, or because they didn't have anything else to do? If everything else was equal between me and another job candidate, looks, personality, resume, experience, everything, except for the fact that I was married and the other candidate wasn't, who would get the job offer? For some reason, I had trouble figuring out how it could possibly be me. My whole mentality started to shift a few months ago when I was on a business trip to New York. I had a ton of work to do, and after a day of meetings, I knew I'd be working for a long time. Around 11:30, I was sitting in front of my laptop and a bunch of Excel spreadsheets, and I realized that even though I knew what I was doing and I enjoyed doing it, I was working really slow. I couldn't figure out why until it finally dawned on me that I really missed my family, and I wasn't going to get to see them when I finished my work. That's kind of when it clicked. Is it possible that I'm more efficient and possibly a better and even more valuable worker because I have a family? I'm motivated to get my work done well in as little time as possible because I really just want to get home and spend time with my family. Could that make me more valuable than any imaginary other candidate who's my equal in every other way? The best way I could think of to answer this question is by asking as many people as possible. And what better way to do that than interviews on a podcast? I want to make one thing clear before I officially launch this podcast. The phrase work-life balance implies that your work and your life need to be measured equally on some kind of scale. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think your life needs to be balanced on a daily or even a weekly time frame. In my mind, it's more about finding harmony between your work and your family, and doing so intentionally and meaningfully. I decided on the title of the show as the Work-Life Balance Project because I think that that implies finding the harmony is always a work in progress. And let's be honest, work-life balance is a little more cliche and colloquial than saying work-life harmony. I don't want to mislead anyone. There will be very few musical references in this podcast. With that said, it's time to wrap this thing up. I hope you're as excited about these upcoming episodes as I am. Please don't forget to subscribe so that you can have the new shows pop up on your phone every week. You can also check us out online at theworklifebalanceproject.com or on Instagram at theworklifebalanceproject. Feel free to let me know how I'm doing, or if you know someone who'd be really good for the show, tell me about them. Until next time, make sure to go spend some quality time with your family.